Yeah, I mean, the set list is entirely different than the last 2 years we've been on the road. And so I think if you're someone who's like on the fence about coming because you've already seen the show this year, it's going to be way different. Me and the band were talking about it the other day because it doesn't seem that long ago when we were like, man, what would it feel like to have one hit? Because you're surviving on an EP and cover songs to get through a 90-minute set. And now, every rehearsal, we have this conversation of like, what hits are we actually going to take out of the show? So I really want to figure out a way to actually get all 23 number one songs in this set, but not to a point where it exhausts you. Because I want to make room for a lot of the new stuff we put out, but I want to kind of take liberties as to like swapping up the arrangements of a lot of my older hits, especially for the diehard fans that are there, but also for the passive fan that may just happen to be in that casino that night. Because I think that's the biggest thing I've learned about my buddies that have done Vegas is that every night it's split pretty hard. Like, you have real fans, and then you have people that maybe know your name, and they might know, like, a song or two. So you kind of want to put on a show for everybody. And so I think we're going to obviously make it as entertaining as possible, but I am going to treat it a little bit more intimately than I would an amp show. Like, I want to be able to tell stories and kind of think back to when I was that age, how this song came about. And like, oh, do y'all remember this one? Do you remember this one? Do you remember this one? Like, songs we haven't played on the road in 5 years, I think are finally going to find their home in our Vegas set, which is going to be really nice.